there. Welcome to A Wee Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills team at UWS. My name is Linda Richards and I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. And we've got a special guest this week. We always love having special guests. And we've got Sukai Seka, who is a third year adult nursing student. Hi there, Sukai.
Hi, Linda.
And as always, we've got our other advisors as well. So hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hello.
And hi, Carly.
Hi, Linda.
Yeah, we're all here. And we're going to be listening to Sukai today because she is a student who has used academic skills. And we've had quite a few conversations over the years, haven't we, Sukai?
Yes, we did.
So she's going to tell us a little bit about academic skills from her point of view, because we always talk about it from our point of view. But good to hear from a student who's used academic skills, sort of why she uses us and what she's kind of learned from that. So we'll probably kick off just with a couple of questions. So can you remember, Sukai, when you first heard about academic skills and what made you come for an appointment?
I had academic skills, like, I think first from the website, from the uni website. Then a classmate of mine, like, kind of prompted me into booking an appointment and everything, because she was like, oh my God, like, I am kind of understanding my assignment a little bit better after going to the academic skills. You should try it. So I was like, okay, why not?
So you went along and you got to meet me. and what was that kind of, were you a bit nervous that first time coming along? Did you think, I don't know what to expect?
Yes, a bit nervous because I was like, that being my first year, if I book an appointment, it felt like I am like kind of struggling, and I didn't want to feel like I'm struggling. I want to be confident and be ready for uni. But after going for my first appointment, I was like, oh my God, I wish I did that before even attempting my first assignment, because it was very comfortable. I felt like I was in a in a therapy session in a way, because I was like I was discussing about my worries, like my fears. Why, like, it didn't feel like I was struggling. It feels like I was like just discussing what really worries me. Why am I feeling nervous at this time? And it was okay for me to go access the help that is available for me to use. So I was really, really comfortable. I like it.
That's good. And maybe that's the point I'll bring Carly in on that. That's something, isn't it, that we find often it's about confidence and feeling comfortable. And that really good point that Sukai made about, you know, that fear of, oh, I'm going there because I'm failing, when actually we want people to come because you want to be as successful as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of students come in and are a bit nervous in their first appointment for that reason, because it feels to them as if it's some sort of admission of a deficit, when that's quite the opposite. You coming because you just want to chat something out. You might not have somebody else to talk an idea, you know, out with. So we get a lot of that, just coming to chat about an assessment. Is your approach, you know, is that the right approach for the assessment in order to answer the question? It might not be to tangibly go over something specific that you feel you're lacking or you want to improve. And it certainly doesn't have to be that way. So it's a really good, you know, thing to hear from you, Sukai, that, you know, you might have had that experience, because I think there's a lot of people in the same position that feel like, well, why would I go to academic skills if I'm doing okay, or if I'm scraping by, or if I'm passing? But we can support you to develop those skills a bit further and put you in the right direction, and hopefully feel a bit more confident in having further discussions with us and using other resources of ours to just help you progress throughout your entire course. It's really a good idea to do, regardless of how you might be feeling about your course.
I think that's something, Sukai, that I'm thinking back on some of our appointments that you've done. So sometimes you come and you're like, oh, I want to talk about this. And other times you're like, well, I've got so far with my assignment. Can we have a look at that? Do you quite like that mix of things to discuss?
Yes, I did. Because it was like I was expecting what I was expecting and what it was like was like almost like so different, because I came in very nervous and later on feeling so comfortable, and I was like expecting mostly support for interpreting my feedbacks and trying to understand my writing style, and mostly on citation and referencing. Like I was like I was panicking about that, because I felt like, okay, there's something missing. But after talking to Academic Skills, then I feel like, okay, like maybe I should try this type of research, or not to be too descriptive in my writing. So it makes me kind of explore
Yeah.
the process I need to go through when writing, and be more prepared, start a little bit earlier than just leaving it until last minute, because I am a procrastinator. I
We all
need
are. We all
someone to
are.
prompt me to start whatever I am doing. So like academic skills was like that thing that I felt like I've been using it from first year until now. Sometimes it's just like I am in the middle of my assignment and I just need to talk to just get that confirmation that okay, like yeah, you're on the right track, you're doing it, even though I know it, but I needed somebody to kind of approve that.
And I think I'll bring John in here. It's quite good to hear that, John, isn't it? That idea of it's not just, well, do this, do that. It's, Sukai's really kind of learned all, exploring other sources and, developing her skills. That's kind of what we, the ideal academic skills appointment for us.
Oh yeah, well, it's all about developing. I just wondered, was there anything in the appointment that kind of with Linda that you had where the advice kind of went in instantly, and you took that away from the appointment, and this, everything kind of became clear after an appointment? Can you think of a kind of example like that?
It's just like sometimes like you get your feedbacks and you read them, but still you're struggling to understand what it says. So having someone to help you interpret it, because without if you don't work on that feedback, you don't know, like whatever you do on your next assignment, you're going to fall in the same mistake that you felt before. So that was really something that really helps me improve my writing, understanding my feedback and the style. I am still struggling with the style of writing, because like academic writing is, it takes some time to understand. Like sometimes like I go halfway through my assignment and I'm like, oh my God, like am I on the right track? Am I answering the questions properly and stuff like that? Like academic skills like kind of keep me grounded. Because I tend to, well, before on my first assignment, I did okay. I think I passed all of my assignments. But on the fourth one, like I did the whole assignment, but like I was answering the questions like upside down. Like I don't know, like I would go to the last section before coming to the first section and stuff like that. So trying to be organized and be more confident in what you're doing, it helps. And if I didn't have academic skills, I knew I was gonna really struggle.
And I think we've had some good conversations, haven't we, before about just simplifying language, because some of the language that sometimes you get in a bit of feedback, you think, I'm not quite sure what they mean there, or you'll say, what does that mean? And we just break it down and simplify it a bit. And then you're like, all right, why didn't they say that?
Yeah, and being more precise with the sentence, because sometimes I take two sentences in one, like making it so long. So trying to be more precise, and it's just finding yourself, having that grip of academic writing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll bring Mary in here just maybe to ask a question about sort of you're in third year now, and maybe how you're feeling about that. Mary, maybe you got some a question for Sukai around that.
Yeah, so you've probably, learned quite a lot, and as you say, you've been thinking about being more structured and being a little bit more planned. Is there
kind of a skill that you think that you've particularly developed, or is there something that you really wish that you'd known at the start of your degree?
Just like before the start of my degree, like academic writing, I was scared of academic writing. Placement was always okay, like not too, it was hectic, but not too challenging in a way. But when it comes to academic writing, I was self-doubting. I was like, always like, am I doing the right thing? Is this the way that I need to answer the questions? Like, but when it comes to booking my appointment for academic skills, the feedbacks I get from them, plus the feedback I get from my lecturers, helped me focused. You know, like I'm still, like I said before, I'm still finding my writing style. Like I know academic styling is like you have to do your critical thinking, you have to be organized. I know, I now understand that like the research that goes into it, it takes time. Like procrastination is not gonna work. Like sometimes my brain blocks out, like I'm like, okay, I will wait until last minute. I will do it, but I will be so exhausted that I will have to sleep 6 to 8 hours after an assignment. So being organized really helps. Understanding that like research is time consuming, and there was a time, like I think it was on my first assignment, I did it. Like I read a couple of papers, then I sat down and start writing without getting my citations and referencing in order.
Right.
It was the worst mistake I ever did, because I have to come back and find out where I get those resources and try to put it at. Learning all that like really helps me. Like it's a process. I do understand that, but you have to be organized. You have to get the help that you need. Accept that you're struggling in one way or the other, and try to get that help as soon as possible.
Right.
Yeah,
it's really important to note the things that we've learned from as well, isn't it? Because we only make those mistakes once, once we realize how much they're going to cost us. But as you say, and this is something we emphasize to students, all of these things are skills that will continue to be developed. So as you're saying, you've had 3 years of learning, or you're going into third year, but you know that there'll be still things to improve. But I think the point about planning and organization and knowing how much time things are going to take is probably the thing that we wish most students would know at the start, so that they have time for all that learning.
And I think that's good that you've learned that over time, Sukai. You've really kind of, you've really taken it on board. And I have to say, in appointments, you do really take on board, you know, look at this, look at that. And I always do feel that you learn from it. And then each time you're like, well, I know not to do that now, or I know that to focus on this. Would you encourage students to think ahead and book appointments if they feel that they need them?
Yes. Yes, it's the best thing to do.
Yeah. I think sometimes I know for you, sometimes knowing you've got that appointment, think, oh, I better get something done.
Before that, that helps me with my procrastination.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't that, I would still wait until last minute and start walking to it. But if I book my appointment, then I know at least I have to have a draft to show you.
Yeah.
I can't just leave it like that, because then it's going to be just like calling you and I don't have anything, or we wouldn't have anything to discuss. But if I give you a draft, or no matter how unfinished it is, like I will just have a piece of work that I will just give to you to look into. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone got any other questions for Sukai just about academic skills? Any sort of comments? It's great to hear your feedback, because the way that you've kind of, you know, used academic skills over the years and then developed, I'll be interested to know what your questions are going to be for our next session.
I know.
You'll have a lot of work for third year. Anyone got any other questions for Sukai?
Have you been, Sukai, to any of our events or masterclasses as well? Have you been to any of those outside of the appointments?
I think I've been to a popular, is it seminar or workshop that you guys did? I've been to a couple of them.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah, and this year we've kind of we've called some of those general sessions masterclasses. So they run, so they run throughout the year, and that gives students an opportunity from all different campuses to come, and if they just want to, catch up on referencing or just think a bit more about critical thinking, that kind of thing. So so we've got.
I will look into it because I will definitely want to attend a few of them. That will be great.
Yeah. Actually, I'll send you a list of what's coming up as well.
Perfect.
Good. So that's great. Thanks a lot, Sukhyat. Really good to hear from you, and hopefully that will encourage people who are maybe feeling a little bit nervous about academic skills, or maybe thinking, "Oh, that's not for me," or "What do you really learn from that?" Mm-hmm. Hopefully, your experience will help those students. So we really appreciate your time.
I will definitely tell them to book an appointment. It will change the way they approach their assessment, and might even boost their confidence on the way. And if they are a procrastinator like I am, it will prompt them to start their work a little bit earlier. Yeah. So book your appointment.
Yeah, great.
It will make a difference.
We could use that as an advert.
I know. We need to do an advert for us now. Yeah, absolutely. So a huge thanks for coming along. We really appreciate it. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, one-to-one appointment, that does sound like something I should try, then by all means, book through the student app or the website. And as always, we'd love comments. So if there's a topic you want us to discuss, if you're a student that wants to tell us more about academic skills from your point of view, then drop us a line at skills@uws.ac.uk. Thanks a lot, Sukhyat.
All right. Thank you, Linda and the guys. No, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Good to see you all. And thanks for listening.
Bye.